Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
It is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain, and that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e. you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behavior. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favourite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. Hello and welcome to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. I'm Francesca, your host with the most adorable kitty cat. Yes, Bo finally manifested the cat of her dreams, although she doesn't even know it yet. She's not even going to see her till tonight. But yesterday I adopted my fourth daughter. And she is a beautiful ginger tabby kitten. She's 4 months old or 5 months old. She's 4 or 5 months old, and her name is Primrose. She is an absolute angel. She's only been here half a day, and she has been cuddling me, nuzzling my face. She licked my chest, she licked my foot. It's all been very wild. I grew up with a very aggressive cat, so I'm very not used to this. Like, this is a big shock for me that cats could be so affectionate. But yeah, that's the most exciting thing going on in my life this week, is a new child in the form of a cat. If you would like to see Primrose, you can of course head to my Instagram. I'm at Law of Attraction Changed My Life, or at Francesca Amber. She's very, very beautiful, but that's just in my humble opinion. Now, the other reason this week is a great week, not just Primmy, well, kind of, she's a part of it, is that I think I mentioned in my last episode, or maybe it's the one before, I don't remember, about how I'm really making a marker in time that I am 1 year postpartum, and I'm really sort of celebrating. Yeah, it was on my celebration episode, wasn't it? Like, celebrate your wins. I'm really making it a marker in time with a lot of highly symbolic gestures to say that I'm no longer just surviving, that I'm thriving. Now, I know that I always say I'm thriving, not just surviving, but I'm kind of saying it ironically because I'm seriously just fucking surviving. For the last year, that is how it's been. I have had no time. I have just been living life on the edge, clinging on with my little ratty fingernails that haven't been manicured for a year and a half, just trying to survive each day. Now I am thriving, and partly that is just the decision to thrive. So I'm having my party this week to celebrate surviving a year of twins. I'm having my hair extensions put back in. I mean, I've got a goddamn kitten. Like, before I would have been like, I don't have time for anything. Now I'm like, I have time to welcome a kitten into our life. Yeah, life is just getting so much easier and so much more pleasant, and just less survival, more thrival. That's not a real word, but you know what I mean. And so if you have found yourself in a slump at all, whether it's with not working out or not building your dreams, like maybe you've got this business idea, but you just keep putting off starting it, make a marker of time or when you say enough is enough, I'm not going to feel like this anymore, and it's time to take action. Because honestly, once you're on the other side, it's bloody glorious. And also, I just wanted to share with you a little law of attraction win I had this week. So this is why I love the law of attraction, is it's not always about manifesting huge things that are going to completely change your life. Sometimes it's just about the little things that just really make you so happy. So my babies had discovered like this push along wooden horse thing, right? It's like a horse or a dog. It's something. It's like a soft, imagine this, like a soft cuddly toy, but it's got structure so you can sit on it. But then there's a wooden handle at the back so you can push it along. And it looks quite old fashioned. It's super cute. Now, they loved this and were like going up, down, up, down, up, down, pushing each other, loving it, living their best lives. I looked online to get one and they were over £100. You could not get one for less than £100. And I was like, say what? Let me look on Facebook Marketplace. So I looked on Facebook Marketplace, my all-time favourite thing to do. And there were some, but they were all miles and miles and miles away. And I contacted, I think, 12 different ones. And they were all like, do you know what? It wouldn't be worth it to post it. It would be way too heavy. So sorry, I'm not going to post, which is fair enough, because when people ask me to post shit, I'm like, no. I specifically say in my adverts, I will not post this shit. Please come to my house and collect it. But anyway, so it looked like I was not going to get one of these things. And I was really upset because I think it would really help them with their walking and they just really enjoy it. So I actually wrote down on my gratitude list on Monday and Tuesday, I'm so thankful that I find the perfect push along horse walker thing. And I wrote that 2 days in a row. On the Tuesday, I go to my usual baby group, which is in my local church. Fucking love it. And the vicar there, she loves the twins. She's a lovely lady. They have all these toys out. Everyone's having a good time. And they have one of these push along things, the thing that I'm talking about. And I said to her, do you know what? I've been trying to get one of those everywhere and they're literally like £100. And she, quick as a flash, without even thinking, says, just borrow that one. And I was like, what? Really? She's like, sure. I said, oh my God, that would be amazing. I'll bring it back next week. And she said, no, don't bring it back next week. Bring it back when they're done with it, like when they're bored with it, in a month, in 6 months, whenever you want, just bring it back then. So I was like, oh my God. So I literally picked that up. I mean, I had to kick a child off of it, I'll be honest. Kick the child off, pick it up, and I took it out with me when I left. And I did feel the need to say to every single person, hi, sorry, yeah, I'm not stealing this. The vicar said I could have it. Yeah, I'm not stealing it. I'm just borrowing it. So I got my little push along thing. My girls are living their best lives, pushing it up, down, up, down, up, down my kitchen. And it was free. It was free. And I'm going to get a lovely gift for the church for letting me borrow it. So anyway, I just thought I would share that with you, that you can just manifest things that are seemingly really difficult to get and they just pop up in your local village for free. Anyway, today, what are we talking about? It's definitely not push along horses or kittens, as much as I'd love to talk about a kitten all day long. She's got beautiful amber eyes. Honestly, check her out. But yes, we are talking about what you choose to prioritize in life and whether that's going to help you move towards your goals and manifestations or not. Now, are you one of these people that says, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I've been so busy, I just haven't had time for it? The truth is that we all have the same hours in the day as Beyonce. We all have enough time, but it's what we choose to prioritize. And it's really important to stop saying, I haven't had time or I don't have enough time, and start saying, I haven't prioritized it. Now, this may sound a little bit knobby and you might be like, oh God, I don't want to say that. But it really is such an energetic shift to acknowledge that you simply haven't prioritized whatever it is in your life. Now, I did this exercise from the book Working Hard, Hardly Working by Grace Beverly. Highly recommend this book, by the way. Fucking love it. And the exercise we had to do was to list what are the top three priorities in your life. Now, I want you to think about this right now. What are your top three priorities? In those top three, there might be something that is your one of your goals. So I know that a goal for me is to grow this podcast as big as I can. I want to be, you know, in the top 10 of podcasts in the UK, not just self-development, of which we all know I'm number one, two or three. I mean, no brag, but just general mainstream podcasts. That would be my absolute dream. And to grow this as a business and a brand, that's one of my goals. It's something I try to prioritize in my life. Now, my top three priorities were, in order, number one, my daughters. And I do include my new cat daughter in that. No, I'm joking. No, I'm not joking. I have to look after her. My daughters are my number one priority in my life, to make sure that they are not only clean, fed, educated, stimulated, entertained, looked after, that their needs are met, but also that I'm constantly working on myself to be the best mother for them that I can be. I listened to a great podcast the other day, actually. It's called Raising Good Humans, and it's by a child psychologist. And she did this amazing episode about what is the number one thing you can do for your child's well-being or to make sure that they get on in life. And interestingly, the result was the number one thing you can do to help a child to achieve its potential and to be happy and fulfilled and all that jazz is to care for the caregiver. So most times, the mother. And it was so interesting. Anybody who is providing care, so long as they were well looked after, supported, provided for, the child would be absolutely fine because the mother is the one that is giving everything to the child, right? But they can't pour from an empty cup. We already know this. So it was so, so interesting that if you're interested in listening to that episode, I'll try and link it below. If I remember, I'm recording this at gone midnight. Lord have mercy. So yeah, my number one priority is my daughters, not just literally them, but also, yeah, educating myself on parenting techniques and human psychology and anthropology and all this kind of stuff that will make me a better parent. My number two priority is my podcast, my brand, my business. I take it very seriously. I think to be given this opportunity is like a once in a lifetime opportunity to start a podcast when podcasts are all the rage and everyone and his cat has got a podcast. To have one that's going so well and actually is my source of income is an opportunity that I just cannot pass up, and so I take it very seriously. And number three, my third priority is my health. So this is such an easy one, and even though it's one that's often overlooked, it should be on all of our top priorities to be healthy, because without our health, we cannot enjoy the other two things that I just said I was going to prioritize, my daughters and my podcast. I can't enjoy or nurture either of those things if I am unwell. And I've been ill and I've been healthy, and I choose healthy every time. Being ill is not fun, and I mean like long-term chronic ill. I have had migraines for over 10 years now, and I got diagnosed with Crohn's disease a couple of years ago. I had a year of not being diagnosed where I thought I was literally dying of bowel cancer. It was horrendous.
We'll be back after a quick break. Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week we talk about the curious things that people do. Fans say it's like hanging out with your funny friends. If you like lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and a hint of psychology, chances are we are discussing something relevant to you, like relationships, dreams, phobias, weddings, work, cults, 100 topics and counting. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like humans. Please click the link in the show notes.
And those things have really made me realize, like, oh Lord, your health is the most important thing to you. Without your health, you cannot enjoy anything. There's like a famous proverb that says, a healthy man has many, many goals and wishes, and yet a sick man has only one. And it's so true. Our health is so, so important for us to be able to manifest the life that we want and to enjoy the life that we are curating. So the next part of this exercise is to list what are the things that you spend the most time doing. And I think that she said to list about 5 different things. It could be 3, it could be 5, I don't remember. But I really thought about the structure of my time and my day. And number one, 100%, is mothering. I spend the majority of my time, the majority of my day and night mothering. Day and night. Just to reiterate, day and night. There ain't no off switch for this bitch. So that's my number one. So actually that really lines up with my value and my priorities of my daughters being my number one priority. So spending the majority of my time mothering completely is in alignment with my priorities. The second thing is working. And again, that is completely in alignment with my priorities of my podcast brand and business. Now, this is where it goes to shit. The other things that I spend my time doing, the majority of my time doing, is like sorting out my house. So like tidying up, cleaning, laundry, putting laundry away, changing the bed sheets, all that bullshit, cooking, cleaning. Like it's just never ending. I'm my own housewife and it's exhausting. Now, also, I will admit that I do spend time watching Netflix, procrastinating, scrolling on my phone, looking at social media. It's a fucking struggle, but I'm trying to constantly decrease the amount of time that I spend doing that. And this is where there is a misalignment between my priorities and what I say are my goals and what is most important in my life, and my actions, what I'm actually physically doing every day. This is the misalignment. I have not dedicated a single moment to my health, other than something that I came up with during the book Atomic Habits. And it's an atomic habit that I've kept up, which I'm really proud of myself for. And that is to fill up my pill box once a week with all of my vitamins and supplements and medication and everything to ensure that I take it once a day. So you might be thinking, what the fuck? How is that? What are you talking about, Fran? So I am just terrible at remembering to take vitamins. I'm terrible at remembering to take my medication. I'm awful, awful at it. And so when we did Atomic Habits, one of the things I wanted to do for my health was to start making sure that I take them every day and take them at the right times. And so I bought a pill box. I decant them out once a week. I keep them somewhere visible, somewhere easy, somewhere I can't forget them, which is on my kitchen worktop. And as a result, every single day, I do now take my symbiotics first thing in the morning before I eat anything. Then I take my medication for my Crohn's. I take my breastfeeding multivitamins and fish oil and stuff. I mean, it's just great. I'm taking them all. But that is all I am doing for my health, which is literally 5 minutes on a Sunday night. And so that is not all right with me, because that is not going to get me towards my goal of perfect health at all. And so it's really obvious what has to change. And that's why I really loved this exercise, is because it's really glaringly obvious where you're going right and where you're going wrong. So like I said, I used the Atomic Habits method to start doing the pill thing. And it made me think, what other things could I do? Really tiny habits that would be so effortless to keep up. And it's really tempting to try and make a massive change. But as we know, big sudden changes are often not sustainable. It is small, incremental, atomic habits that really make the biggest difference in our overall lives and reaching our long-term goals. And so I started thinking, okay, Fran, you've implemented that pill thing. So you now take all of your supplements and vitamins every day. Well done you, fantastic. But what could you now add in to increase your health? And think of it like a little bank deposit, like a bank account. Every time you do something, every day that you wake up and take your tablets when you're supposed to, every day when you do something for your health, you maybe walk to school or you do 10 minutes of aerobic exercise or you climb the stairs to work. It's like you're just depositing a pound in this bank account called health. And it might just seem like, oh, I only put a pound in today or I only put £5 in this week. But over time, it has such a cumulative effect on your health that it's going to be incredible. So I got thinking, what are the atomic habits that I can add in? And I have realized that one thing that I'm not paranoid, that's the wrong word because that does me a disservice. One thing that I'm concerned about is drinking water. Now, I know I've spoken to you about this before, about how I let my water dechlorinate, but to be honest, I wasn't doing it in the most efficient way. So water from the tap will dechlorinate after 24 hours. But the truth is I only have one water jug and I often would drink the water well before the 24-hour period. And so it wasn't really doing what it needed to do. The answer was I needed to boil water in my kettle to drink, to then cool down and drink from. That gets rid of the chlorine pretty much straight away. So that was such a simple process, right? Is instead of just pouring my water and drinking it, well, it was usually like 6 hours later, I just simply need to boil my water in advance, let it cool down, decant it into the jug, still do the standing and the filtration and everything, but boil it first. The reason I hadn't done this in the past was that my kettle was lime scaly as fuck. Now, this is what I love about these self-development books is they're just so simple and they just break it down and they're like, okay, so next step, what do you need to do? Well, there's one thing standing in my way. I need to buy a descaler for my kettle. I did that. I descaled my kettle. Suddenly, I was living my best life again. I could start boiling kettlefuls of water, letting them cool, decanting them into my water jug, letting them stand, and I'm basically drinking clean, boiled, non-chlorinated water every goddamn day. Now you might be thinking, Fran, you've been going on about water for quite a long time. Is this really necessary? Yes, bitch, we are 80% water. If you think that the quality of the water that we drink does not matter, you are smoking crack. Of course it fucking matters. It's the water we're goddamn drinking. It makes up 80% of our bodies. And so making that little atomic habit of simply having the kettle descaled and then boiling water in advance, letting it cool and drinking it later has made such a massive difference to my health. And finally, I did something that would be a one-time action and yet it would have a cumulative increasing benefit over time. And that was that I purchased a desk and I purchased a lap desk type thing, like a desk that you have for your bed or your sofa. So I have been working sat cross-legged, which is doing my knees in and giving me bruises from my pressure points because I'm so fucking skinny right now. I don't say that to brag. Like, honestly, I'm so skinny. I just bruise constantly because my veins are anyway. It's a disgusting story. But I'm sat on my bed cross-legged on the floor podcasting and working. And after about 20 minutes, my legs seize up, I'm in agony, I have to lay back and I end up laying back and procrastinating during my precious work time because I'm in pain. It's awful for my posture, it's awful for my business, it's awful for everything. And so I went online and I ordered a desk and then I also bought a little tray thing so that when I'm working on my sofa that it's at the right height and I'm not straining my neck or anything. Let me tell you, these purchases have been life changing. My neck doesn't hurt as much. I'm getting less headaches. It is wild what a difference it makes. And I'm getting more work done because I'm doing it within a comfortable environment. Now, if I carried on making these small, either cumulative effect, one-time decisions or atomic habits that are just small incremental upgrades, getting 1% better each day, if I did one a week between now and the end of the year, think how many more things that would be. Now, before I started saying that sentence, I should have really worked out how many that would be. But imagine if I just started a new habit and stuck to it once a month. That would be October, November, December. That would be 3 new things to deposit in my health bank by the end of the year. And that's amazing. So I would urge you to look at your goals and look at your priorities and see if they match up. If there's something that you want to achieve, whether it's perfect health, whether it's to have a baby, to get married, to buy a house, to go traveling, whatever it might be, figure out what your top priorities in life are. And you will never again say, oh, I haven't had time to do it. Because you are choosing to prioritize what is important to you. Then I want you to look at what you spend the majority of your time doing and looking for any alignment and, most importantly, misalignment of where your values and your priorities are versus what you're actually doing and what your actual daily actions are saying. Using this simple method and this exercise, you can achieve even the biggest of goals by simply accumulating a pound at a time in your deposit, no matter what it's for, a house, your health, a baby. Just keep putting a pound in that bank account. Just keep putting a pound in with every action you take, with every decision you make. And soon enough, you'll bloody be there. Anyway, thank you so, so much for listening today. It has been really enjoyable sharing this with you because this is kind of like wisdom from a couple of different books that I've kind of pieced together. And it's the first time that I really feel like I'm not just following what experts are saying, but I'm actually kind of piecing it together myself and making my own way and figuring out the problems for myself, which is very exciting on my self-development journey. Do you know what I'm saying? If you're not following me on Instagram already, I'm at Law of Attraction Changed My Life. Or if you want to see pictures of an adorable ginger tabby kitten with little amber eyes and a little pink collar on, you can follow me at Francesca Amber. Just a quick notice. Today is the first of the month. Pinch punch, first day of the month. No returns. Can't believe it's October. Cannot believe it's October. Anyway, this month in the book club, we are doing Marie Kondo, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. We are setting ourselves a one-month decluttering challenge to completely declutter our homes, offices, desks, work, car, goddamn life, just decluttering everything to create the most zen, calm environment that really highlights where we need to be spending our time, what we want to consciously bring into our life. So if you want to come and get on board with that, I shall leave the link down below, or you can find it in my Instagram bio as well. It's just the link that says join my book club. I'd love to have you there. I'm also going to be doing a lot of stories. Think a lot of before and afters, time lapses, tap to tidies, all on my stories over on my Law of Attraction Change My Life Instagram account. So if you are into decluttering porn, which I most definitely am, then you can come and check that out over there. Also, something exciting for my Australian listeners. So we have not been shipping manifesting candles to Australia for some time now, just because we're a very eco brand. You know, everything is homemade locally, small batches, like vegan, soy, all that jazz. And shipping our candles, which are quite heavy, halfway across the world, just did not really tie in with our ethos. In comes my friend, John Mason, one of my best friends in the world, my co-host of the And Chill podcast. He is a candle maker. And he said to me, Fran, why don't I make your manifestation candles for you here in Australia? And all of your Australian orders can come through me. And I was like, that sounds fucking great. Now, they are slightly different, which is very exciting. They have the most amazing gold labels. So they're gold labels on black glass. They look very chic and I'm here for it. You can order them. I will leave a link down below. There's also, again, the link in my bio on my Instagram. But yes, Australia, I'm back, bitches. You can order and it will be delivered to you locally. And also, what was the other thing I was going to say? And that's it. If you enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe, rate and review. It makes such a difference. It honestly does. It really helps with my visibility and with my numbers and all that jazz. So you'd really be doing me a favor. But mostly just thank you for being here and thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. The Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too, bitch. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings, into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches, don't try it, then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.